Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time exactly 30 years later. Welcome to November 1992. Today we are going to be looking at the Auteurs as their debut single Showgirl hits the charts, plus the Manic Street Preachers squeeze another single, The Sixth, from their debut Generation Terrorists, with a video not featuring Nicky and Richie, but a different duo that would go on to have success in the 90s. Whether they were a Britpop duo is debatable. In the news, Bill Clinton defeated George H.W. Bush to become the 42nd President of the United States. Nigel Mansell won his first F1 World Championship despite crashing out of the Australian Grand Prix. And the British TV comedy Absolutely Fabulous aired its first ever episode. Big films in the UK box office this month were The Last of the Mohicans, starring Daniel Day-Lewis and directed by Michael Mann, and Single White Female, directed by Barney Schroeder and starring Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Someone who would kill to be her.
Constable, bloodstains.
Gotta help me, Graham.
She's a lunatic, Allie.
She needs me.
How do you lock the terror out?
Don't let me come get you!
When you already invited it in.
Look at me!
Bridget Fonda.
I know you weren't yourself when you did this thing.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
I know. I was you.
Single White Female. Living with a roommate can be murder.
Be careful, she's crazy.
The UK singles charts were dominated by three songs: End of the Road by Boys to Men, Would I Lie to You by Charles and Eddie, and the end of the month would see the first week of an incredible 10 weeks at number one for I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. In Britpop terms, the most significant release of the month was the debut single from the Auteurs, Showgirl. With Luke Haynes' lyrical wit combined with uncomplicated chunked-out guitar chords, the song has the audacity to give us an unexpected pause after the first couple of lines.
I took a showgirl for my wife. My life would be right, yeah. Took her bowling, got her high. Got myself a showgirl bride.
From there, the song twists and turns, giving us the bones of a story, but without spelling everything out. Sometimes it's more fun to fill in the details ourselves.
Took a job on the side. Keeps me well now. Got my mantra alive. Got my karma and a showgirl bride.
Lead singer and songwriter Luke Haynes would go on to be extremely disdainful of the Britpop movement in both his writing and social media, although he was okay to use the word Britpop in his book title, Bad Vibes, Britpop and My Part in Its Downfall. Luke is adamant that the Auteurs were not a Britpop band, whereas I'd have to say, Luke, you're wrong. You were Britpop. Just accept it. And as we mentioned, the Manic Street Preachers scored their sixth hit single from the Generation Terrorists album, Little Baby Nothing. A searing attack on the treatment of women in the entertainment industry, the song is lyrically fantastic and well ahead of its time. As I mentioned, the video features James and Sean from the band, with Nicky and Richie being strangely absent, although there is an appearance from guest vocalist and porn star Tracy Lords. The Manics had originally intended to get Kylie Minogue to perform the song, but this was blocked by her record label. Also featured in the video are the English female pop duo Jackie Blake and Carrie Askew, otherwise known as Shampoo. In the early 90s, they started writing Last Exit, a Manic Street Preachers fanzine, and hence they ended up starring in the video. As a band, they would go on to score a number of hits, including Trouble, and some people would classify them as a Britpop band. I'd argue they were more on the pop side, but hey, each to their own. Looking at the charts for November 1992, it was a huge month for Indian rock, although not necessarily in bands that would go on to be a major part of the Britpop scene. Last month, we talked about St Etienne with their track Avenue. They were back in the charts again this month as part of the Fred EP, along with Heavenly Label Mates, The Rocking Birds and Flowered Up. This was a one-off EP covering songs from one of the biggest pop bands around at the time, Right Said Fred, now more commonly known for their staunch anti-vaccine views. I'm too sexy for my cat, too sexy for my cat, oh poor pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my cat, too sexy for my cat, oh poor pussy cat. Over the months, I've pointed out how the charts in 1992 were full of indie bands that had a good run in the late 80s and early 90s, but never really pushed through to the Britpop years, and November 1992 was no exception. The following were all chart hits: It's You from EMF, Bitches Brew from the Inspiral Carpets, Sunshine and Love from the Happy Mondays, Impossible Dreamer from Carter USM, and Intact from Ned's Atomic Dustbin. It was another big month for the rave scene, with cheesy hits, including those based on Tetris and Mario video games, hitting the charts, as well as our friends The Shaman and The Prodigy scoring hits. The Shaman with Boss Drum and The Prodigy with the brilliant Out of Space, a double A-side along with Rough in the Jungle. I'm Finally, in Manchester, Oasis played their last gig of the year, playing the Boardwalk, supporting the Cherries and Molly Halfhead. Paul Barsley from Molly Halfhead had originally been in a band with Noel Gallagher, Fantasy Chicken and the Amateurs. The two bands would remain close, and Molly Halfhead would go on to get signed before Oasis, releasing their debut album in 1993 and scoring a minor hit with Shine in 1995. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 8 of Britpop History. Join us next time to look back at December 1992, as we'll be looking back on 1992 as a whole, including what were the big award winners of the year, and I'll be giving my own thoughts on the best of the year. See you next time.